Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Pure Stock driver Sophie Anderson will be joining us for week two of June Ladies Month, along with Jeff Trimble from Trimble's Honda, Corey Herman from Byers Engine Service, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburne is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zackstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Is your garage floor cracked, chipped, or just plain ugly? Love your floors again with Bulldog Coatings. Our tough-as-nails concrete coating turns your garage into a showroom. It's not just a coating, it's Bulldog Tough, resisting stains, impacts, and even the heaviest of loads. With Bulldog Coatings, your garage floor isn't just fixed, it's upgraded. Unleash the power of Bulldog Coatings and make your garage floor the envy of the neighborhood. Visit BulldogCoatingsMN.com today.
Back in 1972, when Apollo 17 was landing on the moon, we were trying to clean up our planet. Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Over the past 52 years, we've been recycling tons of steel, aluminum, tires, and batteries, plus salvaged thousands of quality motors, transmissions, and parts for reuse. If you have just one vehicle to recycle, or a whole field full, contact Miskin Auto Parts at 507-684-2100 or check us out at Miskin.com. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota, or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
This is Justin Melky from Melky Oil Company, this region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Sophie Anderson, kicking off week two here on June Ladies Month on The Dirt Show. And Sophie, you live in Chicago, Minnesota, a town of 400 people. How did you get interested in racing?
So we met a guy in Chicago, actually, and his name is Ron Hawkinson. He started racing in the Pure Stock class as well. I think he ended in 2019. So we were really good family friends with him, and he brought us to races, and you know how that goes. You get addicted, and we just started going in the pits, and then we bought a car when I was 14, and he helped us out for the first year, and then he got done with racing. And we bought his car, and so now we have two cars. And that's pretty much how it all started. I didn't drive go-karts or any of that before.
And was that the Pure Stock that you got?
Yep.
And what interested you about Pure Stocks, or was just getting his car, and that's what you decided to race?
We figured that it was a good entry-level class to start in. And we knew we could go to somebody that knew a little bit about setup or a little bit about the motor, you know, just like the small things. We thought that it would be the most beneficial decision to make.
It always helps when you know somebody and it's their car and they can help you get started rather than starting from a blank slate.
Right. Just buy a V-Mod and we don't know anybody, we're going to try to set up the car. Like, that wouldn't go very well.
Where you live, you have three great tracks within about an hour, which makes it very convenient. Madison Speedway, Fiesta City Speedway, and KRA Speedway, which are all great tracks.
Yeah, they are. They really are great tracks. And I think my favorite would have to be Fiesta City Speedway because I started off there and I rolled my first time in test into it. I actually rolled. And so that track has always been like kind of hard, but now it's my favorite track. I really like how they run it. But I think the other tracks are really good tracks as well. They're totally different from each other. You know, Madison's like high bank, a little bit wider, and then Wilmer, it's like kind of egg-shaped. It's kind of a weird-shaped track, but I think I've probably learned the most from Wilmer just because of the shape and the throttle control I've had to learn.
What did your family and crew say when you rolled it during practice?
Well, my dad was actually in the field, so he didn't know right away, and I was already in the ambulance, and then they got my mom. They asked if I had any parents there, and then my mom was in the ambulance, and she just asked if I was all right. I was like, yeah, and then I asked her, well, can I go back and drive it one more time? Because, you know, I'm 14, I didn't really get how bad it would look. So my dad didn't know right away, and then my older sister, Madison, she was there, and she called Dad, you know, crying, and then I don't know what the conversation was really there, but I'm pretty sure they were just like, well, is she okay? Yeah.
These tracks all work great together, and they actually share a pure stock rule package, which makes it very attractive for drivers in your class.
Yes, it really does. And, like, for us, they're all on separate nights, which is very, very nice. Thursday night, KRA. Friday night, Monty. And then Saturday night, Madison. So that's really nice that they're all on separate and they're not really competing with each other. And, you know, you learn something different at every track because you start with a very, very small track, then you go to a little bit bigger track, and then Madison is a lot bigger and different than KRA.
And that's actually where I first saw you race, was at Madison Speedway. And I was blown away by how much speed the pure stocks carry on that track.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, all of us pure stock drivers, we call us the limited street stock drivers. There's not much that's different between us motor-wise, but we actually are kind of a fast-paced class, like not like B-mods or anything, but we do keep up.
How does Fiesta City and KRA differ from Madison Speedway as far as banking and track configuration?
So KRA, it's kind of like an egg. 3 and 4 is very, very tight and small. And Monty, that track is like very like an oval. And 3 and 4, it's kind of hard to come out of 4, but they worked on it and they changed 4. And now it's really good. You don't just go straight to the wall anymore, which is nice. And the banking at Wilmer is slightly banked, but it's pretty much flat. And then Monty, there's more banking than there is in Wilmer. And then in Madison, there's a bunch of banking, and the corners are a lot wider.
And I also noticed when we were there that coming out of turn 4, there's a little dip coming to the flag stand, and if drivers hit that, they get sucked right into the wall in front of the grandstand.
Oh, yes, definitely. That is a fact.
Racing 3 nights a week can be tough on equipment, but it's also really tough on the driver and crew.
Yeah, it is. You know, at the end of the season, you start to get a little bit wore out. It's a lot. And last year, we were running 4 points at all 3 tracks. So that's pretty hard to do, considering that means you have to make sure your car's in one piece, make sure it's running right for all 3 nights. It's a lot of pressure, not only on me as the driver to make sure, you know, I'm not putting my nose in places that it shouldn't be. And I had to drive a lot more composed, as whereas, like, Saturday night, I feel like I just drive the best because I have all week to fix it if I would need to. And it is a lot. Like, you put easily 40 shows on a motor, and it's almost time to refresh it again.
Last year, you got off to a rough start. You blew 2 motors. One while leading the race, and a transmission. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it is. We started off the year with, well, we've got some pretty good equipment, and we blow up one 3 nights in, And it's kind of like this year, too, we had some motor issues again. So that's why we're driving the backup car. But it's hard, but it's also motivation to, once you're doing good, look back at those times and be like, you know what, we were there 2 weeks ago, a week ago, and now we got sick. Well, the next week we got in tech shed. You know, it's really just motivation for us to just keep going out there and trying to prove ourselves strong and other people as well.
And you also mentioned off the air you were battling a miss and some electrical issues, and those can be tough to find and really frustrating.
Yeah, they really can be, because you can chase them forever, and well, you want to kind of start with one thing. So we started with spark plugs, and if it wasn't bad, then check wiring and check the distributor and like all of the small stuff. And then you have to, kind of hard because you have to change one thing at a time to see if it was that thing. But like, if you change everything and nothing worked, well, what didn't you change? What did you change? What do you? You don't really know where you're at.
Last season, you racked up 5 wins, 7 top 5s, and 13 top 10s at KRA Speedway. Does one of the wins at KRA Speedway stand out from the others?
Yeah, one does. So I won last year, I don't remember the date, but after I won, you know, I didn't have enough time. I'm pretty sure it was actually kids' night, and I love kids' night. It's my favorite night out of the whole year, because I was once that little kid that wanted to go get driver's cards and all that. But I'm pretty sure it was kids' night, and I pulled off into the infield because the street stocks were starting the next lap, and my whole family, we were standing around my car, and we're just talking, we're happy. We have other people around us just talking and happy for each other. And this guy lost brakes and he came to come in the infield, and he hit the car bad, and then the car hit my sister, so she was leaning on it. It was very scary because we didn't know if anybody got seriously hurt. So I think that would mean the most, because even though when there's still stuff that's still going on around you, and like, my car looked like I just DNF'd, but I didn't. And I just think that was the most meaningful race, because everybody came out okay after that race.
And that's one thing at a racetrack. When you're on the track or in the pits, you literally have to have your head on a swivel, because anything can happen at any given time, and you got to be ready.
Yeah, you really do have to be ready, because, you know, like, when you have no brakes, it's pretty hard to drive. I had no brakes last week. And you have to go at idle or, like, throw it in neutral to slow the car down. It's pretty hard, because no brakes is hard. There's no really control of you to slow down the car at all unless you hit something. So, yeah, there's always kids in the pit. So you not only watching where people are, but watching what people do. Like, if you're swearing at people and if you're throwing your helmet, that's not good for those kids. Because they might look up to you and be like, I want to be like that person. And then they're like, oh, well, she threw her helmet, so it must be okay if I throw mine when I race. Like, it's not like that. That's not a good example. So not only should you watch out for the dangers, but also for the little kids around the track.
The 2023 Wissota 100. What was that entire experience like for you?
See, I loved it. I love seat time, you know. 2022, I think it was, we went up to Oakleby and we raced the topless, and I had a blast. It was something different, a new track. You know, I'm limited to the three because I'm a pure spot. So we moved up to Streeters just for that weekend. You know, I love racing with those guys. Those guys are the best of the best drivers around here, and I just learned so much for them. And it was a different track, new people racing with. You don't know. Well, you know who they are, but you don't have anything against anybody. Like, racing around here, you know, there's those people that you're like, ugh, I have to start by them. Like, I know how they drive. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I love the experience, and I would do it again.
You mentioned toward the end of the season you got some seat time in a street stock. How did that whole deal come about?
You know, I was like, my season's over. We have the components to switch it over to street stock, and I want to try a different track. I want to race different drivers. I know we don't have the top notch of the stuff. I know I'm not going to probably be super competitive, but I was pretty competitive, and, you know, it was fun. We just thought that let's get more seat time, let's get new drivers, new tracks, and let's try it.
What was the biggest difference right off the bat for you between the pure stock and the street stock division?
They definitely had more power because of the carbon intake, but like it was kind of weird. And Fergus, I never raced there before, and like I had the same pure stocks set up in it because it was working for me. Well, I was out driving my setup, so every time when I got on straightaway, they always wanted to go straight to the wall. The setup, they do have to change a little bit because I was just out driving my setup.
Last year, you finished out the season 4th in points at KRA, 4th in points at Madison, and 5th in points at Fiesta City. A very consistent and very successful season.
Yeah, and I don't think any other pure stock driver has done that, and that was a huge, huge goal of mine, was to try to get top 5 in all tracks. And yeah, would I like a track champion? Yeah, I would, but nothing has meant more to me than racing 3 nights a week and getting top 5 points in all of them, because it is really hard, and it's a long haul, and it's just a lot with mental stuff as well. Like, you have to just wake up after I wrecked my car Thursday night, stay up till 2 working on it, and then go racing the next day, and I have work at 8 in the morning. It's just, there's a lot to it, and yeah, I don't know. I think it was probably something that meant the most to me throughout all my years that I've raced.
You also received the fan favorite award at Fiesta City. You have a huge fan following everywhere you go.
Yeah, I do, and I appreciate every single one of them. You know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't feel as loved and appreciative as I do, and I love all my fans and all my haters. You got to add those in there, too, but they make it a lot more easier to be like, you know what, yep, let's go racing today. You know, we have somebody out there watching, and we have somebody out there cheering, we have somebody out there wanting to be me, and it gives myself somebody to also look up to. Like, they want to be me, so like I have to be a better me, if that makes sense.
Another highlight over the off season, you are only the second pure stock driver to be chosen for the Dirty Dozen calendar.
Yeah, you know, somebody entered me into that, and I was like, well, I'm entered. Let's just see what my fans can do, because they played a huge role in that, obviously. And, you know, we honestly were like, you know what, we're just a pure stock driver. Like, what's the odds of this? Like, we're not that famous or anything. And when we got into it, we were very, very thankful for everybody that supports us. And it really showed. And to be in the calendar with all those great, amazing drivers, it was pretty, pretty cool.
Will you be running both the pure stock and the street stock this season?
I don't plan on running both Peters and pure stocks. It'd be too expensive and too stressful, as they're pretty much back-to-back at some of the tracks we race at. But I think, because I did at the Madtown Showdown, and I enjoyed it a lot, but it's just, it's hard to keep two cars running and two cars fast, and it is just a lot. But I like driving them at separate times.
Speaking of a lot, 42 feature races last season. Plans and goals for 2024.
You know, this year, as I'm going off to college in August, I don't know per se how that would all go. So this year, I decided not to run for points anywhere I went, because there I would for sure miss 2 nights at probably about each track. So my whole goal for the season was just to be the cleanest, smoothest driver out there, no matter what the track conditions were or any of that, and just to have fun this year, and yeah, don't just not be so stressed about points and all that.
And you just mentioned the big news this spring, you'll be graduating. What are your plans after graduation?
I plan to go to NDSCS in Wahpeton for power sports technology, and then after that I plan to go to the workforce and get some experience, and then hopefully start my own business after that. For a few years.
Your quote, they say diamonds are a girl's best friend, but for me, it's race cars. I think that says a lot about who you are and what you want to do.
Yeah, you know, I'm really motivated about race cars. I love the community. I love the tracks. I love the people. The people in racing is something that you can never take away from anybody. They're always there. They're just family. They really are. They're a second family to everybody. You could say, you know what, I don't have a trailing arm tonight. I broke it in my heat. Does anybody have one? And I bet you 99.1% of the people there, if they had one, they would give it to you. Everybody helps everybody, and I think racing has taught me the most about life and than any other sport I've ever played.
Sophie, you have some great sponsors on board to make this all possible.
Yeah, I do. And I definitely could not do it for all of them. I think we're up to 30 now. So I'm going to tell you about all of them. I have Debbie Anderson Agency. She's my mom. And then I have Wagner Diesel and Wagner Company Excavating. I have Severance and Norby Farms. I have Minnesota Truck Headquarters, MTH, Mahoney Farms, Larson Farms, Stroman Farms, Auto Plus, Morris Bearing and Supply, Anderson Farms, Golden Harvest, Johnson Seed Company, Hawkinson Construction, SJJK Plumbing and Heating, Inc., Blackline Seed, Breath Horse Farms, Kahneman Construction, Inc., Marty Farms, Westerman Farms, Bobcat and Morris, Inc., Progressive Collision and Glass Center, Steve Johnson Farms, Spalding Sports Bar, Fisher Farms, Jeremy Michelson Tree Service, Barrett Farm Supply, Nitro Jimmy Transmissions, Erickson Farms, Wild Racing Bodies, and Team Redline Graphics does my wrap. Without all these people, there's no way we could race 3 nights a week at all. And as you heard, there's a bunch of farmers on here. So I really got to thank those guys. And, you know, all the other sponsors, they're huge. They really are, because everything they contribute makes a huge difference, because, you know, gas is expensive, tires are expensive, and just racing is expensive in general with all the brakes.
Sophie, it sounds like without running for points, you can kind of kick back and relax and really enjoy racing this season.
Yeah, I'm really excited for not having to deal with the stress of trying to get top five and trying to get, you know, a good point average for that night. I think I'll have more fun not racing for points like I did last year. I had fun. I was just really stressed about, well, my results weren't this, and I'm not happy with that. And I got seventh last night trying to pull off a peck shed appearance and last lap. Like, it didn't work out. I still had fun trying. I wasn't upset about my results at all, because I tried to get peck shed and it just didn't work. The car didn't stick like I thought it was going to. So I think I'm learning more too by just being so relaxed and being like, you know what, the finishes don't really matter this year. Just trying different lanes, trying like things I wouldn't try as if I was running for points.
Sophie, it's a pretty exciting time. Graduation, heading off to college this fall, and having a fun year of racing. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you for having me.
Make light work of everything with Honda's top-of-the-line family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. All models sport a best-in-class engine and an exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Then there's the 1,005 miles equipped with Honda's quick-flip seating that seats up to 5 passengers. So find your next Honda Pioneer today at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble's in Austin is USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 8-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Besides apparel, they do racing wraps, signage, window decals, commercial wraps, banners, floor decals, and magnets. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center today at 507-351-9244 or andersonenterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of 4. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa's newest exhibit for the 2024 race season will be our track tribute to Eldora Speedway inside our museum from April 1st through October 1st this year. You'll see 10 of Eldora Speedway's iconic winning race cars on display, along with videos, memorabilia, driver's uniforms, and much more from Eldora. all inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, along with 25 additional sprint cars, dirt champ cars, midgets, super modifieds, and other open-wheel race cars. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, conveniently located in Turn 2 at the world-famous Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. So stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jeff Trimble from Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota. And Jeff, you recently celebrated at the Mower County Fairgrounds. You celebrated 70 years, 1954 to 2024. What a party and what a great accomplishment here at Trimble's Honda.
Yeah, I tell you, it was one heck of a turnout, bigger than we ever expected, over 500 people at one time. But I guess when you offer free booze and free food, they all manage to show up. But basically, it's the people that have kept this place going for 70-plus years. We had some of our customers that have been coming to us since the 60s, actually, at this party. So it was really kind of nice to see, and it was just kind of a little appreciation. 70 years in one family is quite a milestone to reach. You don't do it without good customer base and good staffing like we've had over the years.
You'll also be celebrating 64 years with American Honda, the second oldest Honda dealer in the United States. Good service and good people keep customers coming back, just like you mentioned.
Well, you've got such a quality product as Honda. You know, that's been a big bonus for us. We've tried to stay single line. We had a few years in there in the 70s. We had Kawasaki. We had Norton. We had Triumph originally from 55 through 71. Honda came into play in November of 1959. And yeah, right now we are the second oldest in the United States. We were the 33rd dealer ever established by Honda. The oldest existing dealer right now is still surviving in Indianapolis, Indiana, Dreyer Honda. They're on third-generation family, so I got a feeling they may outlast me. We'll have to wait and see.
Jeff, you raced motorcycles a long time, and it's cool that flat-track motorcycle racing, it seems to be having a resurgence. One of the recent events had over 300 bikes sign in to race.
You know, flat track was really a dominated sport by Harley Davidson in the day, simply because it was a 750 class V-twin. Not a lot of the foreign manufacturers got involved. Now with the 450 singles class, which is really extremely popular and probably as exciting as more fun to watch in the 750s, you have multiple brands in the 450, and now you've actually got Indian, Harley Davidson, Yamaha, KTM. Honda has one support team in the flat track. It's really been diversified, and it's brought a lot more people to the sport. It's got to be a lot more colorful and glamorous like motocross has always been to people. But, yeah, it's really nice to see a resurgence come back because it's not been in the limelight like motocross has been for the last 25 or 30 years.
Maybe it's time to get back on a bike.
Well, I tell you what. My mind thinks I can do it, but my body says, no, don't even think about it. But it would be fun to give it another try at some time or another.
We have talked about this topic before. The economy and gas prices really affect the motorcycle enthusiasts. Guys that may not have ridden for a while either pull their bikes back out and want them serviced, or they're looking to buy again.
We've had a resurgence, especially probably during COVID, in a lot of the small product. We had a little lull time in there with parents buying small dirt bikes for their kids. Kova was extremely popular for that because they wanted to get their kids outside. And along with those parents were people that hadn't rode for probably a lot of years. And they've gotten back into it a little bit more. We're seeing a lot more and more customers that they used to have, and they're back at it. One thing about a motorcycle, if you ever started young with it, it's in your blood. It really never leaves your system. It's always there. And we're seeing a resurgence in a little bit of that coming back. We're having a little hard time getting the 20 to 35-year-old kids on the bigger bikes, but a lot of scooters, a lot of small stuff being sold. And we're still doing fairly well in the bigger size market.
Motorcycles is kind of like dirt track racing. Once that's in your blood and you've done it, it's multi-generational.
Oh, it's definitely an addiction, and it's a good addiction to have. There's no doubt about it.
Here at Trimble's, you make the buying process easy. You can get a free trade-in offer online, eliminating any surprises, and you can apply online for financing with some great rates through July 1st.
One thing unique about our store is, you know, we're small. We're not a big superstore. I don't want to be a big superstore. I want to be involved in the sale. I mean, heck, I even set the stuff up. I install the accessories. We're pretty much hands-on here, both I, my brother, and all the staff. So when you come into our store, you're dealing with the owner, not just a salesperson that doesn't really care about you. So being small has its advantages and disadvantages, but we like the customer satisfaction part of it, where we can take care of it. And if there's a problem, it comes back on us.
The Honda Pioneer, the workhorse that can do it all and haul it all.
The Pioneer has really been a state-of-the-art and a big boost for our business. The winter economy, of course, with the snow situation, has really tapered off over the last several years. One reason we're no longer in the snowmobile business for the sales side of it. The UTV market has really taken over. It's gotten as big, if not bigger, than snowmobiling. And on weekends, you'll see trailers of UTVs, ATVs, heading Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota. It's a sport that's turned into like snowmobiling, but almost 12 months out of the year now, the way this weather patterns have been.
Then comes the Honda Talon. What a great-looking unit that is fast, fun, and nimble.
On the sports side of the UTVs, Honda really, I wouldn't say is dominant in it, but as for technical features and quality, none of them surpass the Honda Talon for reliability or their direct shaft drive, no drive belts in them. Yeah, there's others making them faster with turbos, but Honda's more after the reliability and the engine longevity, not always being the fastest.
The last thing you want to be is busted down on the end of a very long trail trying to figure out how you're going to get back to your truck and trailer.
And that's one thing we hear from our customers that ride with other brands, and I'm not going to sit here and put other brands down, but they never have a breakdown. I wouldn't say never, but it's really, really rare, and they tell me all these stories about their friends with opposing brands that are constantly doing something.
You are also consistently changing over your used inventory, so listeners need to keep an eye on your website if they're looking for something particular.
Yeah, website is the best place. I mean, we try to update it as soon as that trade-in comes in and is ready to go. A lot of times you won't see it on there for a couple of days because we are servicing it and making sure it's ready to go out the door, ready for you to ride.
Jeff, how can listeners find out more about Trimble's Honda?
Well, of course, the Internet is one of the best places, Trimble's.com. You can also reach us by telephone at 507-437-6661.
Or stop right in here because you've been in the same spot for 70 years.
Well, we've been on this corner since actually 1962, so if you don't know where we're at, you better try to find out.
Jeff, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks for your time, Clay, and keep up the good work with The Dirt Show. It's really a treat to listen to.
Had an accident or fender bender? Luckily, Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are close by. The staff at Midwest Collision has years of collision repair experience under their belts. They also use state-of-the-art painting, paint matching, and repair technology to get your vehicle back on the road as soon as possible, like nothing ever happened. No job is too big or too small. Midwest Collision treats each repair with the same amount of dedication. Call the professionals today at 332-2500 434 for all your collision repair needs. You bend them, we mend them.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Fast Shafts is the premier manufacturer of performance drive shafts for race teams around the country. They're the title sponsor of the Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals. And also support a number of competitive series nationwide. When you need a drive shaft, rear end parts, or yokes, purchase race-proven products from Fast Shafts. Building drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Buy direct from a Fast Shaft dealer nationwide or call 800-622-6617 or online at fastshafts.com.
Fairmont Raceway is known as the fastest half-mile dirt track in the Midwest.
Half mile? That's huge!
And fast, Brad. Really fast.
Yeah, but those drivers can really mash the loud pedal.
With five classes of USRA racing every Friday night, hot laps at 7:20 with racing to follow.
Man, I can't wait.
Calm down, Brad. See FairmontRaceway.com for a full schedule or follow them on Facebook.
Yeehaw!
Rhino Ag offers a line of flex-wing mowers that gives you the durability you need from the driveway to the highway. From the TS12 Stealth, made for smaller tractors, to our heavy-duty models that are tough enough to clear brush up to 5 inches in diameter, our Flex Wings can mow down anything. Put Rhino Ag Flex Wings to work for you on the farm, in the orchard, or around the homestead. When it comes to getting the job done, only Rhino Ag works as hard as you do.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Corey from Byers Engine Service in Rochester. And Corey, you are always working on something cool, something vintage, or something unusual. What do you currently have in the shop that people would like to hear about?
I think we have a Honda V18, one of those that they basically cut the sleeves out of them, make big horsepower out of the things. We have a custom Oliver pulling tractor that the crank was stroked an inch, and it's got custom pistons from Diamond and a fully ported head, and you just missed it. It just left a little bit ago. It was a drag race LS, 50-some pounds of boost, over 2,000 horsepower to the tires, plus I think couple dirt track engines still here waiting for their spares to get freshened up. Pretty much, yeah, you're right, a little bit of everything.
And speaking of drag race motors, over the years we've discussed many types of engines that you rebuild here, but today let's focus on those drag race engines. Building an engine to supply maximum horsepower for 8 to 12 seconds, how do you approach that type of motor compared to others?
They run short times. Basically, it's a lot of camshaft. You can go way more aggressive on the camshaft because the drag race stuff, short time, they get spring changes every year. Guys check them quite a bit. But we do get a lot of drag and drive stuff. That's been quite popular. So then you take a little bit of the dirt track engine approach to it, and you have to tone down some things so they're not quite as aggressive. So they make it them 1,000-mile trips with no breakage. It's just a little bit different animal. You know, of course, cubic inches king, it always helps. Unless you got a turbo or pro charger or something like that, you can shove a lot of boost to it. It makes up for cubic inch pretty easy.
Many hot rodders, racers, or car enthusiasts will swear by a certain type of motor oil. There truly is a difference. How does a drag racing motor oil differ from a circle track motor oil?
The circle track stuff, usually you plan on running a bunch of nights. It depends on what class, of course, and what fuel. Like the methanol guys, 2 nights, dirt track stuff, half season or a little sooner for the drag race stuff. And again, depends on the fuel, depends on lots of things. We've done some NHRA Superstock guys. They'll run an ultra thin oil. They'll run just enough to make it the pass. I've had one guy that with the oil pressure flick right as he's crossing the stripe and shove it in neutral, shut it off and coast, anything to get the extra little bit. Again, it depends on the class and what series you're running. We sell a lot of Schaefer stuff. I got the same guy running the same oil in that 2,000 horsepower deal as we sell for the A-Mod stuff. So certain things are the same. Some are different. It always depends. Like anything, depends on the class.
What can a customer learn by sitting in this dyno room we are sitting in right now when their motor is completed?
Well, you can learn what it likes for timing. Gets you a ballpark range. Again, you don't race dynos. Everything's going to be different. Just because it does great, it likes a tune here, doesn't mean it'll like it 100% there. But it gets you the close window. Maybe a couple jet change versus chasing something for days, weeks, months. Eliminates a lot of mystery, I guess. You can see that certain engines like a lot of timing, certain don't. We just had one on here, a streetcar deal, that the guy made his own distributor hold down, and we couldn't figure out it was losing power quite a bit, and it moved like 6 degrees, and we lost 80 horse. So just the simple things that certain engines like timing, certain don't, but you can gain a ton by maneuvering, getting what you want. A safe number is great, but doesn't mean a different number isn't safe and way better.
You also provide machine work and head work for guys who still want to do the final assembly themselves.
Oh yeah, do quite a bit of that. Do some work for some shops around here. We have a 4-axis CNC that kicks out. We'll put a block on it and dial it all in and screw up the lifter bushing, bore it on a blueprint, bore, deck it to whatever exactly you want. I have a couple programs for lightning. I mean, there's a bunch of things, O-ringing, a bunch of things I can do on that. We got quite a big line bore. We can put the big cam tunnels in anything, roller bearing. I mean, there's quite a bit of stuff we do for guys that other shops can't do.
If you want more horsepower on the street, strip, or track this summer, get your motor in now. How can they find out more about Byers Engine Service?
You can check us out on the web, buyersengine.com. Give us a call, 507-282-5586, or throw us an email. It's on the website, but otherwise it's Jim Byer at AOL, J-I-M-B-A-I-E-R at AOL.com. Or, yeah, just swing in, 2915 20th Street Southeast, Rochester.
Corey, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, boss.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf and Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Homecraft Packaging can manufacture custom protective packaging using a variety of materials to meet your specifications. Hi, this is Holly. Let our professional staff design, engineer, and manufacture a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Case inserts, foam end caps, bulk foam to a variety of wood pallets and crates that can be certified for international shipping. Contact Foamcraft Packaging today, 507-455-2893, or see foamcraftpackaging.com, your one source solution for packaging.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift Doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you have a long reputation of working with Iowa pork in the great state of Iowa. And something that they posted on your Facebook page was these loaded potato skins. And man, do they look great.
Clean, I'll tell you what, they are so good. I've made these several times and I think, well, I'm going to get tired of them, and I do. I get tired of them for about a week, and then I want to make some more of them. They're so easy. I just get some nice russet potatoes, and I try to get them all about the same size so they all bake up about the same. And what I do is wash them real good and dry them real good and then rub them with olive oil and then sprinkle sea salt on them. Then I usually throw mine in like a preheated 4 1/4 oven. Depends on the potato, but it takes about 45 to 60 minutes. Till they get nice and tender. And then when they cool down enough to where you can hold on to them, I cut them in half and then scrape the flesh out of them. I leave about 1/4 inch of the flesh in there with it. All that stuff you dig out. I'll tell you what, I like to just throw it in a bowl, mash it, throw a little bit of butter and a little bit of cream in there with it. And I've got me a couple meals of mashed potatoes just out of what I scoop out to make the potato skins. What I do after I've cleaned that flesh out of them, I brush a little bit of butter and a little bit of salt and pepper, and then I throw them back in the oven and just bake them for another 5 or 10 minutes just to kind of get the skin really good and crisp. And then, boy, you can throw about whatever you want in them. I like to throw sour cream and chop up some green onions. Another thing that's really good is make the pulled pork with our sweet hickory, put a little shredded cheese on top of that, and pop them in the oven, let that cheese melt down through that pulled pork. That's a great one. Another one, if you want a little spicier, go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, that hot chicken dip where you take chicken breasts and cook them up and put cream cheese, sour cream, and our wings and things, hot sauce on it, and just fill those potato skins up with that hot chicken dip. And another one is just take and brown down some ground beef, drain the juice off it, and put some of our taco sauce on it, stir that through, and then just put that in there, put some of that shredded Mexican cheese on top of that, and just pop it in the oven for a little bit until the cheese starts to melt down through it. Then I'll put a scoop of our medium or mild cookies premium salsa on top of it, and needless to say, that's really good. I guess last but not least, I like to just put some sour cream down in there and crumble a bunch of bacon over the top of it, and then a little bit of shredded cheese on top of that, and again, heat that up a little bit, melt it through. So you're in for a lot of tasty treats there. A lot of different things you can do with potato skins, but enjoy these recipes, and I certainly want to thank all the listeners out there for all the support they've given to me and Clayne through many years, and hopefully many more years to come. But Clayne, you have a good one, and all you listeners out there, enjoy yourself and have a great summer.
There's a reason why families are choosing to spend their entertainment dollars at Deer Creek Speedway, only 15 minutes south of Rochester on Highway 63. Offering 5 classes of dirt track racing every Saturday night. Bring the family out early Saturday, June 15th for Pink Out Night, an annual fundraiser for the local Join the Journey Breast Cancer Awareness Group. Entertainment for the whole family, including the high-powered USRA Modified. Deer Creek Speedway is your outdoor family entertainment center. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more information.
Hi, this is Steve from Poles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Poles Electric can help. Poles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and Northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Poles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at ColesElectric.com or call us at 507-451-1387.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings?
Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
If it's time to retool your lineup, Napa Auto Parts has some incredible deals on Milwaukee power tools and accessories store-wide. At just $89.99, the M18 job site fan is just what the summer ordered. Or buy a two-pack of M18 red lithium extended capacity batteries for $199 and get a free Milwaukee M18 fuel quarter-inch hex impact driver. Whatever part or tool your project needs, Napa has you covered. Napa, a proud sponsor of the Dirt Show and the Linder Farm Network. Offerings 230 C store for details.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway was racing last Thursday night, May 30th, in the IMCA Modified A-Main. Todd Steinhardt in the Stock Cars, Colby Fett in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf in the Hobby Stocks, Mike Smith in the Sport Compacts, Brooke Osler, and in the American Made Late Model Series, Gerald Curry. KRA Speedway was also racing last Thursday night, May 30th, in the Pure Stock A-Main. Colton Schuler in the Street Stocks, Colton Brower in the Midwest Modifieds, Jason Fortuba in the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson in the Superstocks, Dexton Cook in the Modifieds, Don Ishans, and in the Hornets, Jeff Rohner. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, May 31st, in the Gen X Late Models, Tony Kroninger in the Hornets, Matthew Dittman in the Midwest Modifieds, Haley Dykoff in the Modifieds, Justin Froming in the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff, and in the Superstocks, Trevor Nelson. I-94 Speedway finished up night two of their two-day special on Saturday night, June 1st, in the Gen X Late Models, John Wing in the Hornets, Chase Purrier in the Midwest Modifieds, Nate Renke in the Modifieds, Dustin Bitson in the Street Stocks, Eric Riley in the Super Stocks, Trevor Nelson, and in the Wasota Late Model A Main, Tyler Peterson. Mississippi Thunder Speedway kicked off their three-day big deal last Thursday night, May 30th, in the A-Mod A Main. Cade Dillard on Friday night at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in the A-Mod A Main. Taylor Nicely and going home with over $100,000 in his pocket on Saturday night, June 1st at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, Cade Dillard, and in the USRA B-Mod 30-lap A-Main, Hunter Kennedy. Worthington Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 1st, in the Bombers, Brian Campbell, in the Mini-Mods, Ben Krause, in the Modifieds, Jesse Rogotsky, in the Sport Mods, Alec Fett, in the Sport Compacts, Skylar Savage, in the Stock Cars, Colby Fett, and in the Hobby Stocks, Brandon Nielsen. Madison Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 1st, in the Pure Stocks, Colton Schuler, in the Street Stocks, Colton Brower, in the Midwest Modifieds, Blake Adams, in the Super Stocks, Corey Elward, in the Modifieds, Kevin Adams, in the Gen X Late Models, Adam Prevey, and in the Hornets, Bradley Rosso. Arlington Raceway was racing Saturday night, June 1st, in the Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst, in the Sport Mods, Nate Koopman, in the Outlaw Hobby Division, Daniel Ekblad, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Mike Stein, in the Stock Cars, Matthew Loaf, and in the Modifieds, Trent Loverud. Ogilvie Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 1st, in the Modified, Shane Sabraski, in the Midwest Modifieds, David Swearingen, in the Mod 4s, Blake Hawker, in the Street Stocks, Tommy Pagonis, in the Wasota Late Model A-Main, Shane Sabraski, and in the Hornets, Payson Patron. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa hosted their two-day Corn Belt Nationals starting Friday night, May 31st, in the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Jamie Ball, and in the USAC Non-Wing 410 Sprint Car A-Main, Justin Grant. On Saturday night, June 1st, it continued at Knoxville Raceway with the 410 Wing Sprint Cars, won by Chase Randall, and in the USAC 410 Non-Wing Sprint Cars, Dason Pursley picks up his first USAC win. Mason City Motor Speedway was racing on Sunday night, June 2nd, in the Modified A-Main, Rodney Sanders in the Stock Cars, Braden Gerke in the B-Mods, Taylor Osrud in the Hobby Stocks, Dustin Gulbranson, and in the Tuners, Devin Jones. Huset Speedway was also racing on Sunday night, June 2nd, in the 410 Outlaw Sprint Car A-Main, Anthony Markey, in a Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Andrew Sullivan, and in a Late Model Street Stock A-Main, Corey Yeh.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
The world of outlaws, NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return to the heart of Minnesota Saturday, June 8th. Don't miss the greatest show on dirt at Ogilvie Raceway for the Big O Showdown, presented by Wagamon Brothers Performance. Watch World of Outlaws superstars go wheel to wheel with the Midwest Sprint Car heroes to see who will be celebrating in victory lane. Get your ticket at slspromotions.com today. Gates open at 4, racing at 7:30. Be there.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.